91X News.
It's 12 degrees and foggy at 7 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rinkema. A 17-year-old was arrested by the school response officer for trespassing on an area high school's property last night. After a quick search, the officer found a small amount of marijuana. The youth will appear in youth court on charges of mischief and possession. His or her name cannot be revealed under the Youth Criminal Justice Act. Belleville police responded to 6 car accidents in the last 24 hours. One took place on Sydney Street north of College Street West around 7:30. 32-year-old Brockville woman was charged with careless driving. There were no injuries reported. Another collision last night around 10:30 p.m. A single vehicle struck a pole in a Bell Boulevard parking lot. The driver was taken to Quinty Healthcare by EMS. She was treated for minor injuries and released. The investigation is continuing. A BC court has agreed to wait 2 days to hold a bail hearing in the case of a hang glider pilot accused of swallowing evidence. Tamsin Bergman has the details.
The irregular delay in William Order's hearing is apparently necessary to give his body time to cooperate. Police allege the man consumed a digital memory card that may show the final moments of a young woman's life. Lenami Godinazavila fell 300 meters after taking flight with orders on Saturday. RCMP Corporal Tammy Hollingsworth says at this point, the card has not been expelled.
So we're just kind of in the waiting process here.
Orders returns to Chilliwack Provincial Court on Friday afternoon. Tamsin Bergman, The Canadian Press, Chilliwack.
The woman serving a life sentence for killing 8-year-old Tori Stafford has another trial coming up in the fall. Terry Lynn McClintock will be going on trial on a charge of assault causing bodily harm related to a prison incident. The charge stems from a January incident at the Grand Valley Institution for Women in Kitchener. The Crown alleges that McClintock got into a fight with another inmate who is also serving a life sentence for first-degree murder. Ronald Smith apologized yesterday to the families of the 2 men he shot to death in Montana 30 years ago. Smith was appearing at his clemency hearing in Deer Lodge, Montana. Thomas Running Rabbit IV says he is sickened that he never got to know his father.
The state is under the gun about executing this individual, but he took it upon himself to march 2 individuals into the woods and kill them. It's horrible. And I just want you to know, Ronald Smith, I'm Thomas Running Rabbit, and I do not fear you.
Smith was also described as a model prisoner who has made positive changes to his life. Toronto police were called in last night after a confrontation between Mayor Rob Ford and Toronto Star City Hall reporter Daniel Dale. Police arrived at Ford's home after a neighbor saw someone who appeared to be in the mayor's backyard with a recording device. The Toronto Star says Dale was on public property next to Ford's home and was there to research a story about a piece of land that Ford wants to buy. The paper says Dale was not there to harass Ford. In sports, the New York Rangers and Washington Capitals hooked up for nearly 115 minutes of hockey last night. Marian Gaborik scored nearly 15 minutes into the third overtime. He gave the Rangers a 2-1 victory over the Caps and a 2-1 lead in the Eastern Conference semifinal. Pecorino made 32 saves while David Legwand and Mike Fisher scored 66 seconds apart in the opening period. Nashville won 2-0 over Phoenix. That cuts the Coyotes' series lead to 2-1 in their Western Conference semifinal. Marc Bergevin grew up in Montreal watching the Canadiens, and now he's responsible for reshaping the struggling team. He's in a city that will watch and pick apart his every move. Bergevin was named the general manager of the Canadiens. He left the Chicago Blackhawks, where he was formerly assistant general manager. On the mound, Toronto handed the Texas Rangers their first back-to-back losses this season. Edwin Encarnacion hit a 3-run homer, his 5th dinger in the last 6 games, and Kelly Johnson added a 2-run shot in the Blue Jays' 11-5 win over the Rangers. Ricky Romero pitched 8 innings to improve his record to 4-0. Looking at the forecast, a gloomy couple of days ahead. Today, the fog disappearing later in the morning, the clouds rolling in. A chance of showers this afternoon and a high of 20. For tomorrow, rain likely all day and the risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high of 21 degrees. For the weekend, the sun will hopefully be back. Saturday, they're looking at sun with a high of 15 degrees, and Sunday sunny with a high of 16. At 7:05, it's 12 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema. News is next at 7:30.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
CJLX 91.3 FM. 91X.FM.
Belleville.